36 days to the 2024 elections. Hashtag Stop Galamsey now still on. Good morning and welcome to the news at 6. This is live on Joy 99.7 FM, Hits 103.9 FM, on Love 99.9 FM, in Kumasi, and myjoyonline.com. Live in all 16 regions of Ghana on X Spaces and Facebook. Coming up, the High Court gives the Electoral Commission the green light to proceed with preparations for the parliamentary elections for Amenfi Central constituency, with details as the court dismisses the substantive action as well. Also, Clerk of Parliament incurs the wrath of former Auditor General over his alleged failure to press for prosecution of persons recommended for prosecution by Parliament's Public Accounts Committee.
How on earth can Parliament come to a decision? And between Parliament and Attorney General, it will take us all this period. I don't think it should take us a week. So I think that is unacceptable.
In business.
Government to launch 5G services today, but rollout will be gradual. We've got details on the Joy Business Report.
And exhibitors at the Ecobank join News Habitat Fair, factoring in the economy and lifestyles to price items to enable everyone planning to own a home or land to do so.
We are saying that you should buy a house or land from us and pay it without interest in 5 and 2 years.
We are offering a 10% discount. We are also offering free consultation.
We've slashed our prices down because we want everyone to secure a plot.
These and more with me, Mamisi Nyamiche Thompson. Stay with us. High Court in Accra has given the Electoral Commission the nod to proceed with its preparations for the parliamentary elections for the Amenfi Central constituency. This follows the dismissal of the application for injunction filed by the NDC and its candidate Joanna Jan Kujo, who sought to restrain the EC from printing the ballot papers and notice of poll for the constituency in reaction to its refusal to recognize Joanna Jan Kujo as the duly elected NDC candidate as ordered by the High Court in Second D. The substantive action was also dismissed as duplicitous and an abuse of the court's proceedings. Now, the NDC presidential candidate John Mahama says that for a peace pact to be effective, the Electoral Commission, Chief Justice and Inspector General of Police should sign and commit to peace and justice ahead of Ghana's December elections. At a governance forum organized by the party in Accra yesterday, Mr. Mahama stressed that the elections are not just about political parties, but other stakeholders who must commit to justice and peace.
We think that the peace pact should not only be signed by political party leaders and presidential candidates. The EC is a key player in elections. They must sign the pact and commit to conducting themselves in a free, transparent and fair election. The IGP is in charge of security. The IGP must sign on behalf of the security services that the security services will act professionally. They are under the Chief Justice. If there are disputes in the election, they're going to come to the courts. That the judges will conduct themselves in a way that when disputes arise from the election, they will fairly adjudicate those disputes in order that it does not lead to crisis.
Meanwhile, the party is questioning why the Electoral Commission has reduced the number of agents political parties can assign to monitor the printing of ballot papers from 6 to 3. Richard Jaka is NDC's agent supervisor.
So we have 3 shifts, two agents per shift, so making it 6. But this time around, for diabolical reasons, they decided that we are reducing your agents to 1. So you have only 1 agent per shift, and we have 3 shifts in a day. So 1 agent in that big printing house with so many phases of printing, all happening simultaneously. So they are printing for a constituency, they finish printing, it moves to serialization. While they are serializing, under printing for under constituency is taking place. Then from there, it's going for cutting, it's going for stitching, it's going for binding, it's going for sorting.
Now, a former Auditor General, Daniel Yao Domelevo, has lashed out at the Clerk of Parliament for allegedly stalling the prosecution of officials flagged by the Public Accounts Committee for mismanaging public funds. Earlier, PSC chairman James Kluchaveji accused the clerk of not acting on recommendations for prosecuting individuals involved in embezzlement, causing some members to consider resigning.
I've always cited Ghana Cylinder Manufacturing Company,
right,
Francis SCM,
yes,
where unilaterally she went and awarded a contract over $26 million without going through the procurement process, which is against the law. We have made this recommendation for her to be prosecuted. Yet the Attorney General did not take any action. When I queried him, why are you not prosecuting the people we have recommended? The Attorney General said that we have not been communicated to by Parliament.
Well, former Auditor General Daniel Domlevo says the clerk's conduct is unacceptable and that the public must continue to hold such public officials accountable.
How on earth can Parliament come to a decision, or a committee of Parliament come to a decision? And between Parliament and Attorney General, it will take us all this period. I don't think it should take us a week to even get that done. So I think that is unacceptable. It means that we are not serious about the fight against corruption. We as people must hold public officers accountable. It is our money. It is not government money as we think.
Now, the latest Afrobarometer survey has revealed that unemployment is still the most frequently cited problem. 41% of Ghanaians want government to address the issue, while 82% believe the country is headed in the wrong direction. Also, citizens want government to prioritize infrastructure and health. Dr. Edem Salome is the Director of Research at CDD Ghana.
So I'm going to begin with what we call the policy priorities. Right, so this particular question is a question where we ask our respondents to tell us, you know, what their first priority for government to resolve is, and then the second, and then the third. And what you see on the screen is what they mentioned as their first priority. And so we see that unemployment, infrastructure, and health are the three most frequently cited, most important problems that citizens are saying government should address.
Dr. Solomon, speaking on the payment of bribes, I beg your pardon, said 52% of Ghanaians admitted to paying bribes to obtain police assistance, while 38% paid bribes to avoid problems with the police.
Get an identity document and paying bribes to get health services. For me, those two findings were very sobering, because as I said in the presentation, you know, some of the things that make us Ghanaians, apart from being born here, is to have a document that says you are a Ghanaian citizen. Now, if you have to pay a bribe to get that, it means that you're literally bribing your way to become a citizen of this country.
Anna, this year's Ecobank Joinees Habitat Fair, ongoing at the Accra International Conference Center. Excitement is building as exhibitors present exclusive offers, discounted land prices, stylish furnishings, free consultations, and a variety of food, all under one roof at the Accra International Conference Center. Hannah Odame has more.
I have a dream of putting up my building. It saves time, it saves money.
The sum of why the fair has been put together, getting everything, housing and more, under one roof. Regardless of your budget, exhibitors are making sure you become a homeowner.
We are saying that you should buy a house or land from us and pay it without interest in 5 and 2 years. After, we'll give you 24 months to pay without interest.
We are offering a 10% discount. We are also offering free consultation, and we have a lot of samples available, like beds. We have our sofas, swivel chairs. We have carpets here. We even have our beautiful curtain fabric here.
We've slashed our prices down because we want everyone to secure a plot, because buying a land is actually a lifetime investment.
And patrons are overly excited about the offerings.
When I came previously, I think I had everything I was looking for. So this time around, I'm thinking if I come, I'm going to still get all the things I need for my building.
Hello, Dami, with that report. And in keeping up with tradition, Infanta Pimp School's victorious contestants paraded their newly won National Science and Math Quiz Trophy through major streets in Kekus before arriving at the school for a formal presentation. My colleague Adobia Asari has this report read to you.
Choose
spirit of tradition, and just ahead of your 148th speech day, the Jubilant Butcher Boys took their victory to the streets of Cape Coast. Parading through the town in a celebratory float, they shared their joy with the community before returning to campus, where the trophy was proudly presented to the school's board of directors. A crescendo back at school with jubilant singing, dancing, and countless photos. The regimental band provided a spirited soundtrack to the occasion, marking a memorable day in Infanta Pim's storied history. Adebia Asaris report, read to you.
And that's how we end the bulletin this morning on Joy 99.7 FM. I am Amisi Nyamiche Thompson. Up next is business on the Super Morning Show. Benny